Hey, buddy. You still awake? Hey, you see, I just got kinda lonely over there. And well, I thought the bed is actually big enough for the both of us. Why don't you come over? It might get a bit cramped, but it'll be fine if we just cuddle up a bit. No, I mean it. I'm kinda cold all alone. Can you just come over and warm me up? I'd really appreciate that. Aw, but I'll get lonely all alone. Come on. You wouldn't want me to be all lonely all night now, would you? Why am I doing this? Well, what do you think? Why? Hey. Wow. Yeah, you let me stay at your place, and that was super nice of you. And you even offered me your bed. What? No, I'm not. Hey, are you getting angry at me? Buddy, please. This was not how I intended for this to... What do you mean? Why am I doing this to you? Okay, you are somehow getting this completely wrong. Oh, but I think you are. Please, okay, just listen to me. How about we play a little game? It's called, Just Tell the Fucking Truth. The rules are quite simple. We take turns asking questions, and the other one just tells the fucking truth. How's that sound? Great. I'll let you start. Huh? Well, I'm doing this because I wanna fuck you, okay? I wanted to fuck you for like a freaking year now. You're just so damn shy and awkward. I really didn't know what to do anymore. So I told myself, this is your last attempt. You stay over at his place, and you make a move on him. And you either win this time, or you go down fighting. And well, here we are. Somehow my brilliant plan went belly up. Alright, my turn to ask a question. What do you think I was gonna do? Sorry, what? Why the heck would I be making fun of you? Wow, dude. Don't say that. Of course I would want... Stop it! I want to do it because you're cute. Because you're kind. And smart. And because I get tummy tingles whenever I'm around you. What? No, you are not. Will you stop it already, okay? Okay, that's it. If you don't believe me, here. I'm not doing this to make fun of you. Hey, whoa, dude. It's fine. It's alright. Man, you're making a fuss like this was the first kid. Oh my god. Hey, buddy. No, it's fine. Stay here, it's fine. Come on. Please. Don't run away now. Look at me. Wait. I believe it's my turn to ask a question again. Have you ever thought about sleeping with me? I mean, have you never fantasized about me? Come on, look at me. Do you not find me attractive? Hey. No, you don't need to go anywhere. Don't even try to come up with an excuse. We're still playing. And you know the rules. So I believe I just asked you a question. Do you not find me attractive? Really? What about me do you find attractive? Come on, girls like compliments. Give me some details here. Okay, good answer. A bit of a cliche, but good answer. What about my eyes? Do you find attractive? Come on. By now I'm not just fishing for compliments. I'm deep sea trawling for them. Flatter me a little. Who would have thought you could be such a flirt? Hey, come on, no. Don't hide your face. I'm just teasing you. You alright? Okay then. Come with me to the bed. Oh no, not this again. I thought we had this sorted out. I told you I want to do this. You told me you want to do this. We're both grown-ups, so what's the matter? What are you nervous about? You don't know what to do, huh? Oh, don't you worry, hon. I do. If you really don't know what to do, I think I'll be fine with you just leaning back and leaving the doing to me for tonight. Just don't let that become a habit. Girls don't like lazy boys, you know? Oh, come on. Not knowing what's going to happen is part of the fun. Huh? Okay, fine. You know what? Here's the deal. I'll tell you whatever I'm gonna do in advance, so there will be no surprises. On the downside, that means there will be no surprises. But hey, that one's on you, honey. And if we should ever happen to do anything that you don't like, you simply just say stop, and we will stop it right there and pretend that it never happened. Nobody needs to be embarrassed of anything. Nobody needs to be disappointed or angry. We'll simply stop it and go back to the last thing that you still liked. How does that sound? Okay, great. But here's your part of the deal. You have to let us try it first. You can't say stop before we haven't even tried it out at least once, okay? Okay, great. Oh, and one more thing. Be honest with yourself. As I said, we are both grown-ups. So if you actually like what we're doing, there's absolutely no reason to say stop. Okay? Okay then. Step one. Kissing. We've done that already. It's nothing scary. In fact, I'm rather sure you liked it. Come on, open your mouth a little. Wow. How's that? Oh, really? Because you wouldn't believe it. Could have gotten even better if you worked with me a little here. So we're gonna do the exact same thing again. But this time, why don't you try and use the tongue a little? It's pretty rude to let me do all the work. Oh, come on. There really isn't that much you could do wrong about it. Just go with the flow. Remember, if you should do anything I don't like, I can simply say stop, right? So then, here we go. Hey, what are you doing with your hands? Yeah, I know you're not touching me. That's kind of my point. You're twitching like you're afraid you might burn yourself on me. Don't worry. I mean, I know I'm hot, but I'm not, like, scalding hot. It's okay, you can touch me. Come on. I'm lying on top of you, with my tongue in your mouth. I think it's safe to say that I want you to touch me, Well, wherever you want. Oh, my back? Sorry, sweetie, but I have a sneaking suspicion that's not actually where you want to put your hands. Here, let me help you. Yep, that's my butt. I've had it all for my life. It's not gonna fall off now just because you touch it. You can grab it a bit more firmly. Okay then, let me take off my top. Hey, it's my top. I can take it off whenever I want. You don't get to say stop to this. Plus, you have other things to worry about, buddy. 'Cause the next thing we're taking off is your shirt. Hey, stop it. Put it out. We agreed that we would try everything out before you could say you don't like it, remember? What are you even making so much of a fuss over? It's not like I haven't seen you shirtless before, you know? And if I didn't like what I saw then, I most likely wouldn't be lying on top of you right now, in my favorite sexy bra, and trying to wrestle your shirt off you, don't you think? So put your goddamn arms over my head, unless you want me to rip this. Sheesh. Finally. Now, was that so bad? I'm sorry. I was gonna say, I will now run my fingertips over your chest. Note to self, remember to tell him beforehand. Sorry, but I was captivated by the view. Yeah, I was, okay? Oh, and for the last time, I'm not making fun of you. What else am I supposed to do for you to get it? Serious question, by the way, because I want to do it. Tell me all the weird things you want me to do for you, to finally believe me that this is not the most elaborate, most shirtless hoax in the history of sleepovers. And I will not only do them, I will also give you the bedroom eyes the whole time while doing them. Nothing? Alright then, let's continue where we left off. Okay, I'm gonna kiss you again, but this time, I will merely start at your lips, and then work my way down along your jaw, and your neck, and all the way across your chest. You ready? Okay then, fasten your seatbelts. Here we go. Don't you dare say stop now. Does that tickle? Oh, come on. You like it, don't you deny it? You are blushing so much that you're essentially glowing into dark. Come on, sweetie. No need to hold back. If you like what we're doing, feel free to tell me. Seriously. Why do guys always think they have to remain completely stoic and silent during, well, you know, this? Do they think we want to make out with lifeless robots? Come on. I'm almost getting blisters on my tongue from how much I'm going to town on your belly button here. I want to see some real action. It's kind of disheartening when I'm putting in all this effort and you just lie there and stare at the ceiling like a discarded store window mannequin. So give me some feedback, will you? No, it's not embarrassing. It's cute. It's adorable. Come on. I want to hear you say something. I want to hear you moan. I want your neighbors to know what we're doing. Well, okay, buddy. If this isn't enough to get some sounds off of you, maybe if I move one level further down, $10 says I can unbutton your jeans with just my teeth. That got your heart pumping. You like that idea, don't you? Hey, whoa, relax. Deep breaths, honey. It's okay. We can take it slowly. If we just cuddle for tonight, that is perfectly fine. Is it okay if I put my head on your chest for a moment? I just want to listen to your heartbeat for a while. You're so warm. You could play with my hair if you want, you know. You don't need to tell me in advance, because I kind of like surprises. Oh, yeah, like that. You're stroking my cheek. I love it. Keep going. So, where do we go from here? I'm feeling a little guilty for bowling you over like this. In my defense, I tried the easy way, but you didn't respond to that. I still feel guilty though. Are you okay? You don't actually hate this, and just don't say anything to not offend me, right? Good. That's why you keep stroking my cheek, huh? I could fall asleep like this. Would it be okay if I wrap my arms around you? What? No, it's fine, really. I mean it. I promise, we don't need to rush anything. We have lots of time. Would it be okay if I stayed over tomorrow night as well? Just so we can see where this will get us. I still want to get my $10 for unbuttoning your jeans with my teeth, after all. Mm-hmm.